This is Ed Sakali with Athletic Strength and Power. We've moved our mobile recording unit right into the Clifton area of Cincinnati. It's just down the road from the University of Cincinnati. We're back with Kim Wood. Kim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ed. Welcome to my kitchen.
Yeah. The reels are rolling, and we're ready to talk more strength training.
We're going to kick ass, Ed. We're going to take names.
Some of the things that you may not know about Kim Wood is that he may have one of the greatest collections of blues known to man. Can you tell us a little bit about your collection of blues?
Well, I got a lot of stuff here, Eddie, and a lot of it is blues, or what people would call blues, or country blues, or, you know, we got urban blues, we got country blues, and it's just music to me, but I like it, and I'm very impressed with you and your taste, but it's a question of taste, and it's a question that a lot of this stuff, you sure as heck can't hear it on any radio station. The point is that we like it here. I like it. My four Shih Tzu dogs like it. We're blues men and blues girls here.
Just keep those Shih Tzu dogs away from me, will you, Coach? I hope you fed them.
Those legs to my guys.
I hope they're well
really
fed.
Really tempting. But go ahead, Ed.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got this this big strength clinic coming up in June.
It's huge gonna be strength clinic.
On June 24th, 2016.
Yeah, Mike Gittleson, who was Shem Beckler's strength coach for over 30 years, and I put on a clinic with my family and his family, and we bring in the top speakers. It's a no-nonsense. It's an information clinic. We really spend a lot of time focusing on preventing head and neck injuries and concussions because we think that's a real priority for today's game.
Undoubtedly, the top bargain that you're going to get anywhere, $25. Come on.
Don't let the price fool you. It's first class, and we have an outstanding lineup of speakers. We got people coming from not just all over the United States, all over the world. Good food. We're going to have good drink. We're going to have good fellowship.
Good, because I've got to stay properly hydrated. There's going to be plenty to drink.
I still lift a lot.
Yeah. I hit my bench presses, the squats. I do it all, but you know, I got to have protein.
You'll get protein at this. We got hamburgers, chicken sandwiches. Like I say, everything that you would want is there.
I'll tell you what, you've got some of the topics that are going to be covered. Preparing football players for the rigors of physical stresses of probably the most violent game known to mankind.
Well, football. You have to understand that everybody connected with us, certainly myself and certainly Mike Gittleson and my son John, we love football. It's a part of our life. The main theme of what we're talking about with this clinic, the reason we're having it, is that football's great, but the point is that if you coach, if you play, you know, the key thing is to be prepared to play football and to be prepared for the violence of football. That level of the game is really key, especially when we have to deal with the something we never thought of in the old days, and that is the vulnerability of the human brain.
So a coach could come to this clinic and get the tools and add to their knowledge of preparation for the game, the combat part of football.
Well, what we're talking about is that information relative to preparing people to play, to prepare people for the level of violence of the game. And that is that so you can play the game and survive the game. The lineup of speakers we have is excellent. It's one of the best group of people that I think that you could have in any clinic. The reason that they're good is everybody that's going to speak is a teacher. It's them providing usable knowledge to the people that come.
These guys can convey the message.
We're talking about basic messages, but we're talking about messages in which everybody who comes, if they pay attention, is going to get it. And that is that not just leave and say, boy, that guy's a smart guy, but you know, nothing he talks about applies to me. In strength training, and especially strength clinics, that happens all too often. Bo Schembechler had one strength coach, and Bo Schembechler, like I say, to be around Bo, I knew Bo. We're talking about just certainly to work for him or even know him, he set the bar pretty high. You had to have your stuff together. Mike Gittleson was the strength coach at Michigan for 30 years. He was Bo's first strength coach and only strength coach. And he, you know, of course, he has a pile of rings, championship rings and Rose Bowl victories and a national championship victory, but we're talking about is that the if there was one program, if people would ask me, what's the top program, okay, in the country, and this is years ago, I would always say the University of Michigan.
I see we got a combat grip strength expert coming in.
Yeah, that's my son, John Wood. He is, you know, has a very, very strong grip, one of the strongest in the world, but his roots are football. And, you know, this is apart certainly from the concussions, but we believe that strong hands and the ability to have strong hands and use strong hands is key in the combat of football.
And he's a former Michigan football player. And,
yeah, he is.
And has a big strength website now.
He has companies in the field with old-time strongman and functional hand strength, and he's a internet impresario. But the big thing here is that you play football in many situations with your hands. And to be able to use your hands, you have to have strong hands. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to.
Teddy Lambernides is going to be there. Yeah. Him and I are going to talk. We got some deals. We got a bone to pick with the NFL relative to some of their drug testing, and like I say, we're not going to shy away from any of the hot issues, because again, all these people we're talking about, and the things they're going to say, the key thing, is not just showing off how much they know. Is providing usable knowledge to the coaches and to the people that are going to come to our clinic. Because again, we're saying that protecting the players and their brains is a priority. Saying it isn't enough. A lot of people do lip service to that, but we're talking about these guys are doing it.
You've got old school, big time strength coaches coming into your clinic. These guys have spent entire careers and lives living and breathing strength training and conditioning for the game of football. And it sounds like it's a great lineup, Coach.
It isn't just a job. You know, it's something that you integrate with your life. Once you really get into training, it isn't just something that you do, okay? It's important. You know, we want this clinic to be different than most. A social interaction between people so you get a chance to talk to some of these guys that are doing it. And like I say, when you talk, and when you can interact at that level, you'll learn. And if you're into strength training, this is the place you want to be.
Coach, have you been actually doing some extra training yourself to get ready for this?
Well, I'm tightening up a little bit. I'm in my bulking phase. I'm cutting down. I'm trying to get that shredded look, and which I think is pretty good for a 70-year-old. I'm tightening up, and that goes with it. If you're around me, you got to play by my rule. That's what we're really dedicated to.
Yeah, what about registering and things like that? Do we need to register early, or
register early. You can register numerous ways, off the internet, via mail. We will have registration at the fair.
They can even get more information on, what is it, Football Strength?
Footballstrength.com. You know, anything that you need, and there will also be phone numbers there. If you want to call me up, call me up. The key thing we want is that for smart people who are caring, who are what we call the stewards of football, the people that care about the game. But when you say that you care about the game, the key thing is caring about the players.
Coach Kim Wood, he's a longtime strength professional. He spent 30 years with the National Football League working with under Paul Brown. He was Paul Brown's first and only strength and conditioning coach. Kim, thanks for joining us today with this podcast, and we're going to get the news out. We're going to bang the drums.
Thank you, Eddie, and I hope to see you folks there.